Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line right now is the president of Shays, Brian Higgins. We're talking about revitalizing downtown and getting some foot traffic down there, even in the cold winter months. A perfect day to talk about that. Thanks for being on with us this morning. You were meeting with quite a few different people from all over the downtown and theater district yesterday, talking about ways to kind of kickstart that movement as we enter into the winter. How do you plan to get people going downtown, being outside and walking around in the cold months?
Well, building momentum, and we have partners with not-for-profits, with restaurants, and the cultural community. We call this Holidays in the Heart of Buffalo. The cultural entertainment center of Western New York is downtown Buffalo in the theater district. We have 138 restaurants, taverns, and shops in and around the theater district. Shays just completed a three-week run of Wicked, and 57,000 people came to the doors of Shays over that three-week period from all over Western New York. But as important as that, after the ticket was purchased, those 57,000 people spent nearly $20 million in audience spending before and after the show. So we're just, you know, we're looking at Buffalo as an opportunity. Buffalo lost a lot of workers to remote work. About 20,000 people. That hurt the restaurant trade for a while. But as opposed to just, you know, belly aching about that, which is a real problem, we're trying to do something about it. And that is putting more quality productions on stage so that more people come to our venues, our three venues, and the other venues throughout the theater district. And when they do that, there's a cause and effect relationship, and those individuals become consumers of restaurants, bars, and shops in downtown.
You know, Brian, last week, downtown was jam-packed with a combination of events that were happening. The mayor made a big deal about it beforehand, but I was thinking, shouldn't it be like this all the time or on every weekend?
It should. You know, Susan, I would often go, not only as the president of Shays, but before that, to Curtain Up, which is an annual event in the early fall. And, you know, Buffalo's, you know, very exciting. It's packed with people. And our objective is to make that more frequent. And that's what our objective is at Shays and the Theater District. We're doing a lot of public art, a lot of lit art installations, not only to invite people to use the public right of way, but to enjoy it while they're doing it. We're trying to improve what I refer to as the street to seat experience. And we're making major progress. We just did a $5 million reconstruction renovation of Shays 710, which was the former studio arena. We're going to make a $35 million investment in the historic theater, which will be 100 years old next year, which will just make the experience, you know, we're moving our people into and throughout the space in the safest, most efficient and enjoyable way. And when you make those kinds of investments, people are drawn in. You know, theater is about the light and the night. And you're going to see a lot of high resolution digital signage on our venues, which will give it to a much smaller scale, but a Times Square-like feel, an exciting destination, you know, every day, all day, to try to recapture, you know, those moments that you experience when, you know, there's a hockey game going on, there's a concert, there's a show at Shays. I mean, those are the kinds of nights that are magical in downtown Buffalo. And our objective is just to work with everybody to make more of those nights possible. You have a guy like Rocco Termini, who owns Tapo, and we were with him yesterday. And if there's activity at Shays and the other theaters, that's the difference between, for him and other restaurateurs, a marginally profitable week and a highly profitable week. And there's a direct correlation. So the fact that we're all working together now and pulling in the same direction, I think will accrue to the benefit of a commercially viable cultural and institutional center in Western New York, that being the Theater District in downtown Buffalo.
You mentioned how it all works hand in hand. I mean, what happens at the arena benefits what happens up Main Street, vice versa, and everything in between there. Speaking of that, the DL&W rail station, your time in Congress, I remember talking with you a lot about this.
Yeah.
It's set to be open to the public starting next week. But when I look at the project, it was last week that we heard that Savarino Development is no longer creating a marketplace restaurant or there. I mean, that seems way far into the future. That walkway from the terminal to the arena won't be complete until next year at the earliest. I mean, is this kind of a cart before the horse thing? Because I'm picturing now, if you get off at the DL&W, you're being dropped off in front of a building being held up by scaffolding that's crumbling down, and you have to take a long walk in the winter to the front of the arena. Is this the kind of thing that's like a little disjointed downtown in Buffalo right now?
I think that's a fair criticism, yes. And, you know, keep in mind that whole project was designed to allow people to travel what they refer to as coatless, so that you wouldn't have to be out into the elements and there would be a connection between DL&W and the KeyBank Center. And if you take away that, you take away a big part of what you originally promoted the project as. And, you know, the fact of the matter is we have old infrastructure in Buffalo. It's hard to transition that to some other use. But those areas throughout the country that have done it with great, great success. But when you start taking away those components of the project that were most popular with the public, who support you need in the first place, not only to support it financially, but to support it functionally, you lose a lot. And it's disappointing. But nonetheless, you know, there's a dispute. I talked to Sam Severino. He's a good man. He's a good developer. He's still committed to the project. And hopefully the NFTA and Severino Development can get back on the same page.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see all these things come together. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.
Brian Higgins, the president and CEO of Shays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.